I'm just going to ask. Have you ever dated an idiot?
Dated an idiot? So that's a strong
statement. It's a strong statement, yes. Maybe looking back now, you can go, yeah, you know what? Maybe not the brightest bulb in the bunch, but was hot.
I don't think so. I think all the guys that I dated were intelligent.
There you go. Yeah. They had great taste. You had great taste. Everything was perfect.
Right. Until they dumped me, and then it was fine.
and then whatever.
Yeah.
So someone asked Reddit for their I'm dating an idiot stories. And the number of responses is kind of mind-boggling.
Wow.
I do want to highlight a couple, though.
Okay.
One person, they put shrimp in my food to see if I'm really allergic to seafood or just being dramatic.
Wow.
It required an EpiPen and a trip to the ER.
Jeez. That's not something that you test out.
Yeah, it's like...
You take someone's word when they tell you they're allergic to that, and we don't test it.
Yeah, and you know what? I understand if you're feeling some sort of way, especially if the this great person that you started dating, like... is allergic to something that you love, maybe, you know, like shelf seafood or peanuts or something. If they have a peanut allergy and you're like, oh my gosh, I love peanut butter. What the heck? And you try to, how bad could it be? And you try to slip a couple peanuts into their thing. Yeah.
How bad could it be?
Real
bad. Real bad. Let's not test that out.
By the way, if you've got an I'm dating an idiot or I dated an idiot sort of story, you can always text us 502-795-1997.
Bless their heart.
Yeah. Another guy claimed he couldn't get his girlfriend pregnant while he was on antibiotics.
Oh, boy. Oopsie daisies. Oopsie daisies.
It's okay. I'm taking Benadryl. It's fine.
It's fine. We're good. We were not good. By the way, Lisa texted, yes, Ben, I've dated an idiot. My dating history is just one never-ending group therapy. Poor Lisa. Lisa seems stuff.
Lisa.
I know.
Lisa. Another, we had a heated debate about whether or not dinosaurs were alive during the American Revolution. The girlfriend's stance was, you know, there's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
Nope. We weren't there. How would we know that?
Oh, wow.
Shoot. Oh, here's another one. A guy spit gum out on the sidewalk and said, don't worry, it'll evaporate. What?
Gum?
What made him think gum would evaporate? Wow.
The I'm dating an idiot. When you realized you were dating an idiot. So this one is kind of funny. And I feel like, don't take this the wrong way, Kelly.
I'm already attacked. I don't even know what you're going to say. I already feel attacked. Because of the subject matter. What?
I just feel like this may have been something that could have happened to you.
What?
Woman claimed the temperature in her house never changed, so she didn't understand why she was always either hot or cold, right? Turned out she left a sticker on her digital thermometer, and that's why it always said 72 degrees. Listen, I'm not accusing you.
I'm smarter than the thermostat, sir.
But I'll tell you, honestly,
I know how they work.
Sometimes those stickers are really lifelike.
Absolutely.
And I've been duped before, too. And it's like, oh, that's a sticker.
Especially like on the, what is that, the Google Nest or whatever. That if they put like the sticker on the middle.
Yes.
And then it's like, it's clear. So you can't really tell it's a sticker. I mean, maybe. Maybe. Someone said a restaurant made their own pickles and their boyfriend told them, no, pickles grow on bushes.
No, clearly the restaurant didn't make them because.
Nope. They don't know what they're talking about.
They harvested them from bushes out back, maybe.
Exactly.
Stephanie texted us and said, I dated a guy in high school who believed Elmo was out to get him and that monsters lived in his closet.
Oh my gosh.
These are the I realized I've dated an idiot stories.
That's probably more troublesome than
a woman thought the sun and moon were the same thing. The moon is just the sun when it runs out of fuel each day.
It just gets a little dimmer.
Wow.
That's all. Have you noticed they're the same shape?
You said gets a little dimmer. I think the same could be said for her, too. All right. Well, thank you for the stories. Those are good. I'm dating an idiot stories. You got another one?
Yeah. Someone caught their girlfriend using Tide Pods by ripping them open and pouring them into the washing machine.
Oh, no. Don't do that. No.
It's just an extra step. It's not necessary,
not
really.
Not necessary. I will be honest, and I am going to tell on myself here. I thought at first that the little, not Tide Pods, but the pods that you put in your dishwasher.
Yeah.
You had to take them out of the packaging first.
You didn't realize that they work the same way like a Tide Pod would?
Listen, Kelly, this is before Tide Pods were even invented, okay?
Okay, all right.
You know, because the dishwasher pods have been around for a long time.
You're right.
And there was a period of my life where I thought you had to take them out of the packaging because the packaging seemed so plasticky and sealed. And I was like, well, obviously...
How's the cleaning stuff going to get out?
How's it going to get out? Yeah. So I think maybe I could be in this list that we were talking about.
Who were you dating at the time?
I was going to say
that about you.
It was Elizabeth. Elizabeth could have been like, well, I knew I married an idiot when he was individually unwrapping each one of these dishwasher pods.
The truth comes out. She married you because she knew you couldn't function on your own as an adult.
That's right. It was just, you know what? It was a charity case. There was a charity case. All right. Thank you for those.
She's such a nice woman.